Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. You know, as salespeople, we hear it all the time, ABC, always be closing. Well, as a leader, I'd recommend that you adopt a slightly different mantra for yourself. And that mantra is ABR, always be recruiting. Because too often, sales leaders settle into complacency when their teams are performing well. Recruiting falls by the wayside when there's too much else on your plate. But it's essential to constantly have recruiting on your to-do list for three very important reasons. Let's face it, salespeople leave, often unexpectedly, and sometimes they're your best performers. Poor performers need to be replaced. And I believe that most leaders don't replace them soon enough because they don't have anyone sitting on the bench. Growth opportunities come up that you're going to want to leverage. And if you don't have a team waiting in the wings, you will miss those growth opportunities. So to ensure ABR is easy to execute in your sales organization, here are some best practices that you should be following regularly. One, use a professional services recruiting company that only focuses on sales. Too often, I see sales leaders, executives go and work with a general recruiting company, and you should be focused only on sales recruiters. Number two, develop an internal referral program. A generous referral bonus will encourage your current top sellers to bring in their network. Your employees understand your business best, and they're most likely to cultivate loyalty when they bring in some of their own contacts. Hey, I suggest you pay at least $5,000 per employee that is referred, hired, and stays beyond 6 months. It's way cheaper than doing it yourself and less expensive than a recruiting firm if you don't want to go that route. Number three, ask clients, vendors, partners, your resale channels, or other people who do business with you for referrals. Let's face it, your new hires have to interact with these people, so why not ask them who they'd like to buy from or work with? Number four, get varied interview feedback. It's important that more than one person, especially more than just you, interview all candidates. I suggest a 3x3 approach, meaning three people from your company interview each candidate in three different locations. And that's my number five tip. Vary your interview locations. When you're recruiting salespeople, it's one thing to interview them in the office where there's no distractions and the door is closed. It's a whole other interview when you're sitting in a restaurant and interviewing in that noise and with distraction. Can they keep focused on you? Are they constantly looking around to see who better is coming in? Number six, use social media. Post your openings on Facebook, LinkedIn, on your blog in order to attract a variety of people. Also, of course, use social media to check out a potential candidate's profiles before the interview process. And lastly, here is my killer interview question. You know, there's a lot of things you can test about a candidate, but one tough thing is memory. And I believe that good salespeople have good memories. This is an essential. So I always ask the candidate to relay back to me what we discussed in the interview. If they can't, or can't do it accurately, it's a bad sign that their mind was elsewhere in the meeting and they are going to be difficult to manage because they will have difficulty managing their own prospects. Seven tips to ensure that ABR, always be recruiting, is top of your priority list every single day. And that will lead to a growing and sustainable sales team.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.